Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Chav Tes. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. Amalei Rapapa. As we discussed extensively in our previous shir, the two psukim in the Torah from which the halachas of Pigel, Chutzal Zmanoi, and Chutzal Mekaymai are learned. One in Parashat Tzav and one in Parashat Kedoshim. And we had learned many different opinions from where we learn what. Most opinions had learned as a combination of some of the halacha learned from Parshas Tzav, the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, and some of the halachas were learned from the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. But as we had discussed at the end of our previous year, Rava had all of the halachas learned from the parshas, from the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, and therefore asked the Gemara, according to Rava, Shlishi, the Parashat Kedoshim to you, the Pasuk, from which we learned Alocha Pigel and Parashat Kedoshim, my dashes bay, the Gemara wants to understand, what will he use that Pasuk for? Answers the Gemara, he uses that Pasuk, Lamakim, Shem Mishulish Badam, Babasim Murim, that the Machshava of Chutz Mekaymai only is effective when he thought to eat the meat, or to Zurikas Adam, or Hector Murim, in a place that has three qualities to it. Bam, Bose, Murim. It's a place that all three of those mitzvahs could take place. Zurikas Adam, eating the meat, and Hectoris Emrim. And that only could reflect a place that's Chutz Lazara, because at that point, at the time of Heter Abomis, when Abomis were permissible, one could do all of the avoidus over there. But if he had a mind to eat it in the Heichel, that even though it's a Chutz Mekaymai, since it's not a place, the Heichel is not a place that has all of these qualities, Dam Basa Imrim, because it's not a place of Akhtaris Imrim. In the Heichel, we had the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi is the Mizbeach, but it's not there for Hector Murim. And certainly, the meat of a carbon can never be eaten in the Heichel. And therefore, says the Gemara, if somebody had a Machshava, Chutz L'Mekaymai, for doing the Avoida that we identified in the Heichel, it would not be considered an act of Pigel. Tosfos brings another pshat. Tosfos says that the pasuk is talking about not only by Chutz L'Mekaymai, as we explained according to Rashi, but it's also speaking about the machshavas Chutz L'Zmanoi. And what the Gemara means to teach us is that it could only be, the only type of carbon that can become pigel is a carbon that could be brought on Mizbech HaChitzin, which is a place that all these strings, Basar, Emerim, and Dam, can happen by. Carbon that's brought on Mizbech HaPnimi, which is not a place that has all of these characteristics, that type of carbon is not a carbon that can become pigel. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests, that the Pasuk is talking about, what we're learning here is that the person, when he had the Machshavas pigel, the Kayin, when he had this improper Machshava, if he was standing in a Makom Mishulish, if he was standing in the Azara, which, as we just explained, is a place that you could have Zrik Stam on the Mizbeach, you could have Achila, you eat the Kabanis of Kacha Kachim and the Azara, and it's a place of Hekde Amurim, you do the burning of the Amrim on the Mizbeach Achitzin in the Azara. And the Gemara is teaching us, the Halach is teaching us, says Tosfos, according to this Pshat, that the Kohen who has a Machsheves Pigel, it only becomes Pigel if he was standing in the Azara. Another Pshat that Tosfos explains, now according to this Pshat, Tosfos again is, the Gemara is speaking about a Machsheves Chutz Mekaymai. The person had a Machsheva to only to have this machshava that if he had a machshava chutz l'shlayim, that's a place that can't be used for eating the meat, nor doing Amorim, nor doing Zrikas Dam. That's when the carbon won't become possible. But if he had a machshava in Yerushalayim, to do it in Yerushalayim, so then, since it's a place that, it's a place where you can eat the meat, that would be considered to be chutz l'mekaymai. So it's a fascinating halacha. If you had a mind outside of Yerushalayim, it won't be pigal. If you have a mind in Yerushalayim, it will be pigal. That another pshat that Taisha suggests, according to this pshat, this halacha is referring strictly to the chutz l'zmanoi. And we actually spoke about this concept. The Zrikas Adam and the Aktaras Emrim always have to be done on the day of the bringing of the carbon. Whereas the Basar can be eaten by some Kabbonis, even after that day, Karban Shlomim, as we discussed, is eaten for 2 days. So if he had a machshava to do something in a time where the meat still may be eaten, even though it's not a time for Zrik Stam anymore, or not a time for Hector Emurim anymore, it's wrong, it's possible, but it won't become pigal. Says the Gemara, why do we need a special posik to teach us this halacha? Typically, ask the Gemara Mikra Kama, why don't we learn it from the posik that in Parashat Sav, when Rav is learning all the other halachas? That posik says, the Midrachmana, the fact that the Torah used the word shlishi, Midrachmana Beloshin shlishi, since the Torah used the word shlishi, it's coming to teach us that it has to be, as we're learning, a makam shulish. Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, Amr of Ashi, Amrita l'shmatzei kamei d'ramasna, I said over this question to Ramasna, v'omali, ima hasam, we can't use that pasuk. Because ima hasam, if we would only have that pasuk, have a meaning, we might have thought that there's one of the shlesh esher midas atar in the dreshes ben, and the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Torah first says a detail, a prat, and then the Torah says a klal. And then when we have such a halacha, when we have such a pasuk, we learn it in a fashion of a prat uklal. And the klal is coming to be marba ala prat. And therefore, since it says shlishi is a prat, and the word pigal is a klal, so this will be considered in the halacha, v'nasa klal moisel of a prat, v'srab shamilas, shamakaymas. If, in fact, if we only had shlishi, indeed, it would be a makam mesholish. But because we have the word pigal afterwards, maybe we would think that the word pigal comes to include everything, even every other place, the various pshatim that we've learned, kamash malon, that's why we have the pasuk and parashas kedoshim to teach us not like that. Tanabonim, the pasuk says, v'me'ochel yachem apsar sevach shlomav, pasuk that we've been quoting, the pasuk and parashas tzav, Amr Belezer. Reb Elezer begins by saying, Kaif aznachal l'shmaya. Pay attention. And I saw that the Sefer Shem Shmuel explains what is the meaning of this expression, Kaif aznachal l'shmaya, that the pasuk, as the Gemara as we're about to learn, is going to explain the pasuk not in its literal meaning. And therefore, if a person doesn't pay proper attention to what is being said, he could easily believe that the pshat in the pasuk is like the simple pshat. What's required is kaif oznecha l'shmaya. What's required is that a person should pay strong attention. He should be ready to be makabel what the Gemara says. He should be ready to accept what the Gemara says is pshat. Kaif oznecha, bow down your ears. Be ready to listen. But mechashiv lechol mezevchay, the pasuk is speaking about a case where somebody is bringing the carbon, and he has a mind to eat b'yom ha'shlishi b'kos medaber. The pasuk is speaking about somebody who had to mind to eat the carbon chutz l'zmanoi. Suggest the Gemara, einoi, maybe we should say el b'oichol mezevchay b'yom ha'shlishi. The pasuk is telling us that if you eat the carbon after the proper time, it becomes nicer. Says the Gemara, Amrit achashu kosher, once the carbon was kosher, yachsav yipasol. The Gemara finds it difficult to accept that a carbon should first be kosher because it was brought properly, and then it should become nicer. Which the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, we have such a precedent. Hamitzinu bezov ezov v'shmeres yoyim keneged yoyim she'becheskes tahara and kimin shiro sasra. The halacha is in a number of situations the Gemara is referring to. One is a situation where you have a woman, a zava, that saw only one day. The halacha is that that person the next day goes to the mikveh, and if they're clean for the duration of the day, after that day is over, they're considered tahar. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that person at the beginning of the day of Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim was tahar. And then she retroactively, if she has an riyah, becomes tameh. That's the pshat Tosfos learns. Rashi learns that we're speaking about a zava gedola. A woman had two riyas or three riyas on two or three days. That the halacha is that woman needs to have zayin nekiyim. She becomes tahar only after she's clean for 7 days. And what would be the halacha if on the seventh day in the morning she goes to the mikvah and she then afterwards in the duration of the day she has a riyah, she becomes tamei retroactively back to the beginning. So we see from here that even though they were already tar, it could be undone. Here too, even though the carbon was a kosher carbon, but once it became nicer, we have a precedent that could become possible. There is an interesting discussion here amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Noi de Behuda has this discussion. According to the Pshat that was saying that she became Tamei, she went to the mikveh on the seventh day in the morning, and then she went to the mikveh, and she went to the mikveh and then became Tamei during the day. At what point does she consider Tar? Is it required a seventh day in the morning after the mikveh? Is it the seventh day without the mikveh? And there's some, the Noi de Behuda suggest, after 3 days of the Zayin Nekiyim, even though, of course, she must wait the entire Zayin Nekiyim, she's not considered tahor until all the Zayin Nekiyim are over. So that's what the Gemara says. That all these people, as we just explained, have a cheskas tahara. But then, if they see dam, sosru, they retroactively undo what they saw. Afata al tatam alzeh, don't have a problem with noiser, shapi shahukhshi, even though the carbon became kosher, shiachsiv yipasol, it could then become retroactive, it could then become retroactively pasol. So, of course, the Brisker Rav asks the obvious question. He says, by a carbon, once somebody finishes bringing the carbon, the zrikas adam is done, the carbon is complete and it's a kosher carbon. The eating the carbon afterwards is an entirely different act. However, even though, of course, a person who's a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, or a person who goes to the mikveh on the seventh day, when they were allowed to go to the mikveh that morning, they're not tar until the day is over. So since they're not tar until the day is over, that's why it retroactively disturbs what was. How do we compare that to a carbon, which the entire act of the carbon is over? To which the Brisker Rav says that, as we just explained, it's not that the person who goes to the mikveh on the seventh day or on the Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim is not tar. They are tar already at that point. There's a halacha, they have to wait till tonight. And therefore, the comparison is good. Amalei, to which Rabbi Lezer says, Hareyu Oimer, the Pasuk says, Lo Yirotza HaMakriv, when the Pasuk speaks about Nachshevas Chusel Zman Chusel Mekaymai, B'Shas HaKrova Hunefso, the Pasuk is teaching us that a carbon only becomes Pasuk at the time, or Pigel at the time when we mak of the carbon, then in the subashlishi, it doesn't become retroactively possible after it becomes noisa. Ask the brisa, I'm a makriv. Maybe what the pasuk is trying to teach us is el koina makriv, that the person, the koyin, who has this improper machshava, is the person will become permanently disqualified. A koyin who has such a machshava will become permanently disqualified from doing an avoda. Kshoimer, I say, when the pasuk says the word oisai, b'zavachum adaber, the pasuk is teaching us that it's speaking about the carbon, vein medaba koin, it's not speaking about the carbon. Benazai says that another explanation of the word oisai, oisai matam alaymer, lefisha nemar, the Torah tells us about bringing a carbon, and the Torah tells us, about bringing a carbon, ki see the nedel Hashem al kachal isachal ishaamai, somebody should not delay past three regalim to bring the carbon. And if he delays, he's going to be chayiv a lav of loy sa'achar. Yocha af ma'achin nidroi b'loy yirotza. We would think that if somebody brought the carbon at the wrong time, the carbon will be disqualified. Tamaloymer, that's what the pasuk says, loy yirotza makrav oisai, oisai loy yirotza. Somebody who brings the carbon with a machshava's pigle, the carbon becomes disqualified. Ve'enamachin nidra b'lo yiratza, for bringing the carbon after the proper time, even though it's the wrong thing to do, there is no isser, the carbon doesn't become disqualified. Agamar just introduced the issue of lo sa'achar. If somebody accepts upon himself an obligation, he has to fulfill his obligation. Not only must he fulfill his obligation, but he must fulfill it in a timely fashion. The Sefer Chashuki Chemed has an interesting question. He says that he met somebody who looked very unhappy and asked me, and Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says, I asked this person, what is the reason that you're not satisfied, that you're unhappy? He said that he had a dream last night that he met his Rebbe, and his Rebbe, after meeting his Rebbe last night in the dream, he told his Rebbe that he was not well and he needs a refuah shlema. And his Rebbe told him that there's a skula given over from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that if somebody accepts upon himself to learn something and finish it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the siyata d'shmaya to be able to finish it, and therefore he'll be able to, and that will be a school for refuah shleima. So this person said, that means I'll certainly be well until I finish what I took upon myself. He says, so I took what, and the stream, I took upon myself to learn all of Shash. He says, now I don't know that I don't see myself an individual that could finish Shas. Or on the other hand, that can I make Ataras Nadarim? Particularly, there's an issue about making Ataras Nadarim on a neder that one, that on a neder mitzvah. So the Ran, he quotes a Ran in Masechet Nadarim that even though the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Nadarim that if somebody was put into Chayrim in a dream, he should have that Chayrim annulled. But if somebody took upon himself a nether in a dream, he doesn't have to do Hataras Nadarim. And he explains, the Ran explains, what's the difference between a Chayrim and a nether. The Ran says a Chayrim, somebody can be put into Chayrim min Shemayim. And since somebody can be put in Chayrim min Shemayim, that's why he has to be concerned. But neder is something where the person initiates the neder. And if he initiated the neder in a dream, that's not considered a neder. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeus Simen Reish Yud Sif Beis teaches us, Hanoid b'chlum, b'chaloim, somebody makes a neder in a dream, and a klum, it's meaningless, then it's Aruch Shaila, doesn't have to be annulled. V'yesh Aymrim, Shiatila Sar Yadi L'mikri. But then the Shulchan Aruch continues, it would be appropriate to have 10 people who are tamid, who know how to learn basics should be matan neder v'yesh lochish l'divrayim. And the remark continues that the neder should not just be that these 10 people say will be mati and neder, that what they should do is that the person should have to make a Pesach. He has to give an explanation why he's regretting making the neder. And the Taz says that is the opinion of the Rashba. And even though it's a Chumrah, that's the person that should be done. And in fact, that's why I saw that there's some that have the minig that in Erev Rosh Hashanah, I saw that was Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's minig, and many other people have that minig, that in Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we do a Taras Nadarim, they don't just take 3 people to the Bita Beznef at Taras Nadarim, they take 10. And the reason is because, as we just learned, the Ramah, the Rashba, teach us that a neder that was undertaken in a dream, not only must it have Hataras Nadarim, but it has to have the Hataras Nadarim in front of 10 people. And here, the question is, yes, we're saying that a neder that was taken on by a dream needs Hataras Nadarim, but here, it's a dream that has mitzvah element to it. And since it's a mitzvah element, maybe it doesn't have a taras nadarim. The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva speaks about a person in a dream who took upon himself the people that have the minig nati gebrox, any matzah that comes in contact with liquid on Pesach. This person didn't have that minig, but he had a dream that he took upon that, taking on that chumrah. So, the question is, does he have to follow that dream? And the Chasam Sofer says 2 reasons why not. First of all, it's not clear it's a mitzvah. It's just a minig. And number 2, he says he must have been speaking about it during Pesach or whenever he had that dream. And we dream about what we speak about. And therefore, here, again, where is a full-fledged dream, and it's a dream of a dvar mitzvah. And the Gemara we know, Masechet Nedarim, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us, Hoimer Ashkin Ve'eshna Perek Zeh, if somebody takes upon himself to learn a perek of Shas, Masechet Zu, Neder Godel Nodel Akei Yisrael. So it's a tremendous neder, and it's a mitzvah. And therefore, he says that this individual who took upon this neder should not just be matter the neder. He should learn, but if he feels it's too difficult for him to learn through all of Shas, he should learn through Mishnayis of Shas. Others say Leichoshev, that the pasuk comes to teach us Machshava Nifsa, what we've been learning before, that the carbon becomes pasul if there was an improper Machshava while the carbon was being offered. Then in Nifsa B'Shlishi, but it doesn't become retroactively possible. It becomes nicer. Ask the Gemara. Ben Azai, who said that the purpose of this pasuk, Ben Azai, who said the purpose of the pasuk is coming to teach us that Bat Lo Sa'achar, says the Gemara, the Bezevach HaKos Medaber, Veina B'Koyim Enolei, how do we know, according to Ben Azai, asked the Gemara, that the Koyin who brought a carbon of a pigle doesn't become disqualified? Answers the Gemara. Ibais Ema, we can learn it from the way, he will learn it the way Medacherim. That just like the Acherim said, Lo Yichoshev, that the Pasuk says that the Pasuk is talking about the carbon and not the person. Ibais Ema Medaksiv, Lo Yirotza. Lo Yirotza, the Zifchahu, the pasuk is telling me to teach us that we're speaking about the carbon, not the koyim. Ben Azai, says the Gemara, according to Ben Azai, oisai b'loy rotza, if somebody had a wrong machshava, the carbon is not acceptable. However, Ben Azai said, as we just discussed, ein ma'achl nidra b'loy rotza mahocha nafka, is this the source that if a carbon was brought in the wrong after Baal Ta'achar, the loch is that the carbon doesn't become disqualified? Ask the Gemara, is this the source? Ask the Gemara, the Chayim Nafka. We learn it from another brisa, the Tanya Amar, Acher Amar, Yochi B'chosh Iver Shnasai. We know a B'char, when I'm at the mitzvah of B'char, is that it should be brought as a carbon during the first year after it's brought, as born. The pasuk says, "Lefnei Hashem al kachot techleno shana b'shana." And from here we learn that it should be brought during the first year of its life. However, if it was brought afterwards, the halacha is that it's still kosher. Says the Gemara, "Yochi behei b'chash iver shenasai." We would think that maybe he becomes disqualified. The Torah connects the halacha of Bechor to the halacha of Ma'ase Sheni. Just like we speak about Ma'ase Sheni, ain't in the soul, Mishan al Chavertoi, it doesn't become possible after from 1 year to the next. And the way we know that halacha is because there's a parsha of Vidui Maisa. And the parsha of Vidui Maisa teaches us that after 3 years, everything should be taken out to be brought as Maisa Sheni. Clearly, before that, it's not a problem. Ha Bechor, so we learn from Bechor from there that Einan Nefsal Mishon Al Chaverta. So the question is, why do we need another pasuk, according to Ben Azai, to teach us that a carbon that was brought after the proper time is still kosher? When is the halacha that a carbon doesn't become disqualified when it was brought after the right time? The purpose of a carbon, of a bechor, is not here to bring any kapara. Other kabonis that are brought to affect kapara, if they brought after the right time, they will not bring a kapara, kamash malon, that they do bring a kapara. So, of course, the question is, a carbon chattis and a carbon shlomim are brought, a carbon chattis, carbon osham, are brought because somebody did an avera and they had to affect kapara. But oil and shlomim aren't brought for kapara. So what we say regarding those kaponis? So Rashi explains that the carbon chatos and the carbon oil and the carbon shlomim are mechaper on a mitzvah assay. And the question that I saw that the Sefer Meremi Sada discusses, if both oil and a shlomim are here to mechaper a mitzvah assay, then why do we have two different types of kaponis for the same situation? So explains the Meremi Sada. There are mitzvahs that say that we're obligated to do. And if one violates those mitzvahs that say, he brings a carbon oil up to be mechaper on that. In other words, we have a mitzvah to put on tefillin. If somebody doesn't put on tefillin, the oil is mechaper for that. The shlomim is not speaking for a specific mitzvah. It's speaking about gemilas chesed. The way a Jew is supposed to live is he's supposed to live living doing chesed. And if somebody doesn't do so, but it's not an explicit mitzvah to say that he violated, and therefore, in such a case, that's what you bring a carbon shlomim. And therefore, he suggests that by carbon oil, when somebody brings a carbon oil because he violated the mitzvah to say, he does smich on his carbon. And not only does he do smich on his carbon, but he does smich on his carbon, and he actually is mezvada. Shlomim doesn't carry with the halacha of doing vidui. Vakati asked the Gemara, but why does Ben Azai have to learn it from the word leirotza mehasim nafka? The pasuk says v'hoi b'chachet. If you violate leisacher, you have done an avera v'loi b'kabal chachet, but it doesn't affect your carbon. So we already have. And this is the pasuk that stated at the end of the pasuk of Leisach L'Shalmai. And we learn from there that if somebody was over about Ta'acher, he's over that Aveira, but it doesn't affect the kashrus of the carbon. And the Meshech Chachma explains What the pasuk of v'hoi b'cha chet means that v'hoi b'cha chet, you are going to have an aveira every day when you don't bring the carbon. But that doesn't affect the kashrus of the carbon. Ben Azai, so why does he need our pasuk over here to teach us this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Ben Azai, hum b'alei v'hoi b'cha chet, v'hoi b'shtecha chet. That you will be over the aveira, not your wife. Somebody's wife suffers if he is asked to pay for something and he doesn't pay. It says the Gemara that if you won't pay what you're obligated to pay, your wife will suffer. We would think the same applies by Baal Ta'achar, Kamash Malon, that this halacha, this punishment doesn't apply by Baal Ta'achar. Why is this? Why is it that one's wife passes away because he doesn't fulfill what he's supposed to? So I saw the Sefer Avos Albanim explains that we know that every time a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. But the malach is not considered created until he finishes doing the mitzvah. So somebody undertook to bring a carbon, and then he doesn't bring it when he's over Baal Ta'achar. So that malach is not a complete malach. And so just like the malach he created is not a full malach, our wives that are pal gegufa, our wives who are half of who we were, will also not be able to survive, not be able to be complete. The Sefer Chochmetz HaMatzpun from the Alter Tzibotka explains an interesting way. He says, we know that one of the fundamental difference between the judgment of Hashem and the judgment of human beings is that a human judge, when he gives a sentence, he gives a sentence to the one who perpetrated the crime, and the rest of the family who didn't do anything wrong will suffer even though they didn't do anything wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, looks at the entire person. He says, the Chochmas Matzpun, that if you'll have a wife who Chas V'Shalom did an Aveira, and because she did an Aveira, maybe she deserves to be punished. But Hashem doesn't punish her because her husband doesn't deserve to suffer. But, says the Sefer Chochmas HaMatzpun, if he is not doing the right thing, what do I mean when I say he's not doing the right thing? That he made a nether and didn't fulfill it in a proper way. So now, whatever schus his wife deserved, then that wife doesn't have the schus that her husband shouldn't have to suffer. And then maybe if the wife is deserving a punishment, she'll get the punishment that she was deserving. And this is a great pshat, because otherwise it's hard to understand why should the wife be punished for his aveira. Acharim Maimrim, says the Gemara, the Acharim say that what we learn from the word lechashev, but mechashu nefso v'ena nefso b'shlishi, that the carbon becomes pasul when you eat it, when you had the raw makshava, but not if you brought it with, not if it became nicer. Rav Elazar lechashev ma'yavale, what did Rav Elazar use that pasuk for? Says the Gemara, mebalech Rav Yanai, that he used this halacha for hamakriv, that at the time of a krova because possible, not leva. Later, he needs it for Rav Yanai Kodos. Dom Rav Yanai Menayim Machshava Shmetziz Zuazu. That, as we're going to learn in our coming Mishnah, that if the Kohen had both Machshavas, Machshava Chutzlos Man and Chutzlos Mekoimai, so even though if he would have just had Chutzlos Man, the carbon would become piggle, and if somebody had ate from that carbon, it would be Chayiv Koris, here, because he had another machshava, machshavas chutz to mekaymai, there is no chiv karis, shnemar lo yichashiv. And from here we learn, lo yara by machshavas acheris. Other machshavas do not disqualify the carbon. V'rab masni, amrav yana menayin l'chayib, kachim shulayka. How do we know that somebody What do we learn from the word layichashev? That if somebody has the proper machshava by kachim, who gets malchus? Tamalayim layichashev. Amalei Ravashler Amari, how can we say that somebody will get malchus for having a bad machshava? Isn't this a lavshem b'maisahu? And we know, as we learned in Masech the Makis, for kol lavshem b'maisah in loikin alav. Amalei Rabbi Yehudahi, this drasha is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Lav Shem Maisa, that we do get a Malkus for Lav Shem Maisa. But Rashi explains that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you get Malkus for Lav Shem Maisa, only holds that if there was a Dibur. But if there was no Dibur attached to it, then the halacha is, if there was no Dibur, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that this is a Lav Shem Maisa, which you don't get, which you don't get malchus. As we spoke at the beginning, and in fact, as we said at the beginning of the Masechta, when we spoke about the fundamentals of pigel or any wrong machshava, the halacha is that machlokes rishonim, when is it going to be pigel? Is it with a dibur or with a maisha? Says. So we're going to have to learn that this Gemara is a riot to the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos that pigel only becomes with a dibur. But the Torah teaches us the lav making a temura. If one has an animal that he designated for a carbon and it's a healthy animal, we shouldn't designate it for another, we shouldn't take another carbon, another animal as a substitute. As the Pasuk says, we may not do such a substitution. And if one were to do such a substitution, who v'sarosai yir kodesh? And Rabbi Yochanan explains that it's not considered a lav. Rabbi Yochanan Masechta Tmur and Daf Gimel explains that it's not considered a lav shebe maisa because since by doing this declaration, the substitute animal becomes kodesh. That's why it's considered a lav sheyesh by maisa. The Tosfos Shas asks that the Tosfos Shas asks why Ramar considers the Issa of lo yichashev as a lav sheyesh by maisa if there was a dibur. Says, and from Tamura we see that a lav with a dibur is lav sheyesh by maisa. So explains the stipler. There's a fundamental difference between tamura and pigel. By tamura, when you say a dibur, it's not just that you said a dibur. The dibur accomplishes something. It accomplishes that other animal is considered a carbon. And therefore, a dibur that accomplishes something, says the stipler, is going to be considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Whereas over here, the dibur of pigel doesn't really accomplish anything positive. It makes it pigel, and therefore it remains a lav shem b'maisa. Says the Mishnah Zaklal Kol Shoych v'Makabva v'Mahalach v'Azayrik Lechel Davishadaka Lechel. It has a mind on the meat. Or Lahakter Davishadaka Lahakter on the murim. He has a machshava of chutz mekayma. He's going to do it in the wrong place. The loch is pasul vein bekaris. Somebody eats from that carbon, it's possible, but there is no kares. However, if the machshava was chutzlos manoi, to eat the meat or to do the zrik stam after the proper time, then the carbon becomes pigel chayav on kares. However, uvach yakov amatik mitzvosai. The only time the carbon is going to be pigel if you did all of the other acts, steps of the carbon properly. But if you did the other steps of the carbon improperly, then it won't be pigel. What does that mean? Explains the Mishnah. Ketzer karva matik mitzvosai. What does that mean? Shachar b'shtika. He did the shechita properly. And then mekibah v'holof v'zorach chutzlos manoi. Or sheshachar chutzlos manoi. Mekibah v'holof v'zorach b'shtika. Did the rest properly. Or sheshachar mekibah v'holof v'zorach chutzlos manoi. He did them all chutzlos manoi. Those are all cases. You brought the rest of the carbon, and since you did the rest of the carbon that's when it's going to be pigel. Continues the Mishnah. What is an example of ketzed loy karva matik mitzvasoi? Shachet chutz mekaymai. The shechita was done with a machshava chutz lemekaymai. The kibbutz al vazara chutz lezmanai. So now they were also done improperly with a different machshava. A shechachet chutz lezmanai. The kibbutz al vazara chutz lemekaymai. A shechach v'kibbutz v'hilak chutz lemekaymai. So again, we have this combination of improper machshavas, or as we go back to the beginning of Masechta, HaPesav Achatzis Shachtin Shloi L'Shman, that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that those kabbonis that are brought Shloi L'Shman are possible, and then you did the Shechita was done with Shloi L'Shman by the Pesach and the Chatzis, and the Kabbalah and the Alok and Zrik were done Chutz L'Zmanai, or vice versa, Shachat, he shechted the Karm Pesach and Karm Chatzis with a Machshav Chutz L'Zman, and the Kabbalah alokas rock with Zrika were done with a machshava shloi l'shman. Or sheshach v'kibbutz v'hilach v'zarek dam shloi l'shman. He did all of the aver. He did one of these things with a machshava shloi l'shman, and everything else was done with chutz l'zmanoi. This is a case where the rest of the carbon was not brought properly. That's going to be a case of zesh shloi karva matikim mitzvosai. Continues the Mishnah. Lech l'kazayis b'chutz. If as he was doing an avodah, he had a machshava of chutz l'mekaymai, and then he had a machshava kazayis l'machar, or he had a machshava kazayis l'machar. He had first the machshava chutz l'mekaymai, and then he had the machshava chutz mezmanoi, and then he had the machshava kazayis b'chutz chutz l'mekaymai. K'chatzi zayis b'chutz. He had a machshava and chatzi zayis to be eaten in the wrong place. Chutz mekaymai, chatzi zayis l'machar, or k'chatzi zayis l'machar, k'chatzi zayis b'chutz. And all these cases, possible by Karis, because he did not do the entire carbon properly. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And Rabbi Yehuda says that even though we're learning the halacha, that in order for it to be pigel, you have to have that there was no other machshava mixed in here. Comments Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Yehuda Zeklal, Kol she machshava sazman, kodim machshava samakim. If you first had the machshava chutz lazmanoi, and then you add the machshava chutz mekaymai, the loch is pigel chayav and karis. That carbon becomes pigel, and this karis, and nothing could undo that. However, machshavas amakim kodim machshavas azman, if the first became machshavas chutz mekaymai, then machshavas chutz azmanai, that carbon can never become pigel. It'll be possible by karis. Chamayimrim, it doesn't make a difference which machshava came first. Possible by karis. If there were two improper machshavas, the chutz l'zman and the chutz l'mekaymai, if you have both of those machshavas, that can't be considered anymore a case of pigel. Lech l'chatzi zayis, lach l'chatzi zayis, there's a machshava on both of them, but a machshava was a chatzi zayis of the meat and a chatzi zayis of the aktara, where the chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai, kosher. Because here it teaches us the Mishnah, that loch is ein achil of aktara mitzdarfim. The chila and aktara cannot combine to make this carbon pigel, cannot combine to make this carbon pigel or possel, because they're so very different. And I saw that the Paiskun tried to understand why indeed, if the machshava was on a chatzi kazayis, would it not become pigel? We know that there's a locha, the kolat Torah kula of chatzis shir asum in a Torah. So chatzis ayis, it's a chatzis shir, it should be asum in a Torah. So the Stechemid says that we only say chatzis shir asum in a Torah if the Torah clearly indicates that there is a chatzis shir, or he says by isra achila. And here it's not an isra achila, and the Torah doesn't say explicitly that you chay b'chatzis shir. So that's why that you're not chai b'chatzis shir. Another text that the Sechemet suggests, this is all in the Mareches Ches, Klal Yud Gimel, he says, only when somebody did something significant, does a chatzis shir become usur. Here, all he had was a machshava. And since all he had a machshava, and maybe we can add to it that an improper machshava, an improper machshava cannot give significance to a chatzis shear. The question is, what about geneva? What would be the halacha if somebody stole from somebody else less than a shear, less than a pruta? Why would we say chatzis shear given all the reasons that we're saying? So I saw that the Sefer Yad HaMelech explains that geneva is usur. When the Torah says loisigzoil, the Torah didn't mean any shear. The Torah says you're not allowed to do any act of geneva. Then the Torah says for getting punished, you have to have a certain amount. And therefore, since the halacha of geneva, the simple pshat of geneva applies even to a chatzis shear, that's why geneva chatzis shear is asur, even though, given the explanation that we just gave, maybe it ought not to be applicable. Al Gemara just said that there's a that Yehuda differentiates between which machshava came first. Did the machshava's zman come first or the machshava's mokum came first? It says the Tver Shloiman explaining his point that when a person comes to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the first thing a person is supposed to daven? A person is supposed to daven first for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiskadol v'yiskadol shmei Rabbah. A person should daven that there should be a Kiddush Hashem on the world. And then afterwards, he speaks about what he needs. If somebody has machshavas hazman, he thinks about his own personal needs. And only after he thinks about his own personal needs does he begin to speak about machshavas hamakim. He thinks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's pigel. If somebody, however, has machshavas hamakim first, that already will not be considered pigel.